The 8 o'clock news from Susan Jackson.
The opening ceremony of the Paris 2024 Olympics is being held tonight. This afternoon, the Taoiseach Simon Harris will attend a meeting of world leaders at the Elysee Palace, being hosted by the French President Emmanuel Macron. From Paris, our correspondent Tommy Maskell.
Security around the French capital will be ramped up over the coming hours, with the 150-kilometre no-fly zone coming into effect and much of the city's public transport being suspended. The tight restrictions are coming into force ahead of the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games, which will take place outdoors along the River Seine. This afternoon, the two flag bearers for Team Ireland are set to be revealed, one male and one female. Today we'll also see Taoiseach Simon Harris meet with the relatives of Team Ireland athletes. He'll also attend a meeting of world leaders at the Elysee Palace before travelling to the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games.
And coverage of the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics begins on RT2 television at 6 o'clock this evening. The US Vice President Kamala Harris has said it's time to end the war in Gaza. Ms. Harris, who is the presumptive Democratic Party presidential nominee, made the remark following a meeting in Washington with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. She said she would not be silent on the suffering in Gaza.
It is time for this war to end, and end in a way where Israel is secure, all the hostages are released, the suffering of Palestinians in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can exercise their right to freedom, dignity, and self-determination. There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
The emergency services in the western United States and in the Canadian Rockies are dealing with a spate of wildfires. More than 3,500 people have moved out of their homes in the town of Chico, north of the Californian capital, Sacramento. A 42-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of starting the fire following reports that a man was seen in the area pushing a burning car into a gully. Dozens of fires are also burning in Oregon. And in the western Canadian province of Alberta, a large fire is reported to have destroyed around half the buildings in the town of Jasper in the Canadian Rockies. The Minister of Forestry and Parks in Alberta, Todd Lowen, said dozens of the outbreaks in the Canadian province were out of control.
Many of the wildfires we're seeing at this time of the year are lightning caused, and we unfortunately can't control the weather. Alberta has over 170 active wildfires burning throughout the province, with more than 50 of these classified as out of control.
The Environmental Protection Agency has warned that people in Ireland are putting their health at risk by drinking water from small private supplies that are not registered or monitored. A report by the agency says that last year, 1 in 20 small private supplies and private group schemes failed to meet standards designed to protect against E. coli. Figures published this week show that the number of asylum seekers coming to Ireland from Jordan has increased by more than 1,800% in the past 12 months. The International Protection Accommodation Services said it recorded 53 Jordanian asylum seekers in Ireland in July last year. This number has now risen to 1,021. The reason for the increase is not clear, with the Department of Justice saying that migration patterns tend to shift and change. U.S. authorities have said they've arrested two of Mexico's biggest drug traffickers, including the son of the criminal known as El Chapo in El Paso in Texas. The other person detained is Ismael El Mayo Zambada, suspected of being one of the most consequential drug traffickers in Mexico's history. One of the most distinctive features of the Dublin city skyline, the red and white striped Poolbeg chimney stacks, are to be repainted. Preparatory work for the multi-million euro project is underway and is expected to be completed next year. Our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari.
The Poolbeg chimneys were built in the 1970s, and although the two 680-foot stacks haven't been in use for more than 15 years, the red and white chimneys have become a landmark on Dublin's skyline. Now a specialised team are preparing Poolbeg for a major paint job that's due to begin next month. The ESB say following extensive investigations, which found the concrete to be in good condition, they've decided to paint the chimneys as part of an effort to help preserve them. Painting of the upper part of the chimneys is due to take place, weather permitting, in August and September. Painting of the lower section will take place next spring, with all work due to be completed by summer 2025. The refresh will help enhance the city's skyline, but it's also likely to reignite the debate about the long-term future of the towers.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For effective, efficient and balanced warmth throughout your home, choose Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
There'll be sunny spells and scattered showers today. Some of the showers will turn heavy later. Rain will move into the west towards nightfall, fresher than recent days, with highest temperatures of 16 to 20 degrees.